in the advanced technologies ingrained in millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
People Consultative Assembly, Lestari Morbijat, stated that improving the quality of teachers is a crucial step in enhancing the national educational system to produce a future generation that is competitive and capable. Morbijat said that during the 2025 National Education Day commemorated on May 2nd, the government officially launched an educational system program for teachers who have not yet completed a bachelor degree or an equivalent diploma. The next news. The Ministry of Tourism in cooperation with Cultural and Tourism Office of Surakarta is seeking to boost the number of domestic tourist movement with the Benevolent Solo Travel Mart 2025. Deputy of Marketing of the Ministry of Tourism, Nibali Ayu Martini, in her statement on Sunday stated that the event is expected to boost the number of foreign tourist arrivals and domestic tourist movement, especially ahead of the school holiday period. And that was the news. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And viewers, welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray. I'll be coming to you for this one hour program in this special day of Waisak Day in Indonesia. And of course, well, listener, don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming in voanews.id, shortwave and 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you who are watching on demand. And so without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast, well, listener, and viewers, with Agatha Chelsea with the Lapan Huruf.
Communities and delve into unique adventures. Rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveler. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea, Midi Deer, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn, the not-so-common fried duck, all presented in style. Exploring street food, a great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences, original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Good day, dear listeners. On the joy of Wisak Day, we are so happy to have Dr. Lee A.D. Ramawijaya Putra, the chairman of Sriwijaya Buddhist College. Thank you, Dr. A.D. Thank you for joining us today to share your insight, to cherish and to commemorate the beautiful moment of Wisak with us together.
Thank you for having me here to be a speaker in this very auspicious program.
Dr. A.D., to begin with, could you explain with us what is the meaning behind the celebration of Wisak for Buddhists?
For Buddhists, Wisak Day is very important among four festivals that celebrated by Buddhist community. Wisak has taken so many emotional bonding with our communities because it is the day of Buddha to commemorate, to remind us about the day of the Buddha, his birth, his accomplishment of enlightenment, and his entering Parinirvana or Parinibbana. So, among 4 days that celebrate by Buddhist communities, Wisak is very important because it is the day of the birth of the Buddha, and it is along of the birth of the Buddhist as a religion.
Dr. A.D., the Buddha temple is always closely associated with the celebrations of Wisak in Indonesia. In your view, what is the significance of Buddha temple as a place to celebrate Wisak, and why is Buddha so meaningful for Buddhists?
Thank you for asking that. Buddha is not only an legacy for people, but for Buddhists, the presence of Borobudur in today's world gives us meaning that the spiritual journey from basic to advanced replaced by the scriptures that are written in the relief of the Borobudur. So, because Borobudur is very authentic in terms of Indonesian Buddhists, so it guides us to be more bonding with the teaching of the Buddha, because it reflects our journey from lay person to the supreme being from basic to advanced practice of the spiritual journey. So people come over not only from Indonesia, come across the world to do pilgrimage, to the spiritual journey, to do pradakshina, to pay homage to the spiritual journeys, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
Dr. Eddie, is there any specific event or taking place in Borobudur for celebrating Wisak this year, Dr. Eddie?
Yes, a national event usually held by the national committee assigned by our central government, in this case, the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Directorate General of Buddhist Delegates. But most people from many provinces came to pay respect, to pay homage to the temple gems, especially the Lord Buddha, and they do all kinds of walking, circling around the Borobudur, or in Pali language, we call it pradakshina, an activity that do mindful walking clockwise to commemorate, to contemplate that this life is impermanence. So because this life is impermanence, we have to let ourselves to be a meaningful being for ourselves and for other beings. So that's the essence of why people gathering there, paying homage and paying respect and do a mindful walking to know that our presence in this world has a meaning and has a purpose.
Well, that's very interesting. Dr. Eddie, almost every year during Vesak, many monks undertake a walking pilgrimage to Borobudur miles away. Could you tell us what is the meaning and purpose of this walking ritual?
Well, nowadays, that spiritual walking, mindful walking from another region to another region is known as Tudo. But spiritual journey begins in the life during the Buddha, during the time of the Buddha. So the Buddha takes path from one place to another place to do a good alms, to do teaching, and to spread the teaching of the Dharma. But in today's world, people do kinds of walking ritual from one place to another region to reflect that this life is a restless journey from our birth to another birth and another rebirth. So because we are still here in this samsara, we need to be wise to use our mind, body, world, intention, and compassion to accomplish our final liberation, to enter Nirvana. By practicing morality, ethics, philosophy, as well as the charity and also compassion, we can develop our wisdom, and from wisdom, we can follow the path of the Buddha and to enter Nirvana. The process of pilgrimage, of walking from one place to another, is reflecting the journey of our spiritual from very basic to advanced, from advanced to liberation to final Nirvana.
Who participated in this kind of ritual, spiritual walking? When did it begin and from where? I mean, the farthest place of the monk who participate in this ritual walking, Dr. Eddie.
This year is very strict, it's very special, especially because the participating monks from diverse countries follow the activities from Thailand across the Southeast Asian countries and finally end up in Borobudur to celebrate the highest festivities of our national Wesak commemoration day. Not only for monks who practice in monastic rules, but also for lay people. Because in Borobudur, there are many activities such as mindful meditation, foot alms, Gama Waisak or Sananda Waisak, the national festival held by Ministry of Religious Affairs, and also offering donation to world peace, and also best prayers for the world harmony and peace that attended by diverse religious community. So lay people and monks can participate in and involve diverse religious communities, not only Buddhism, because people can share this happiness to another religious community, especially for us in Indonesian context with diverse religious backgrounds.
So it symbolizes unity, regardless of places, religious nations, Thailand, Indonesia, and family countries coming together in Borobudur Temple. Isn't it perfect?
Yeah, right. People can give a donation or offerings to the monks regardless of their differences of their religious background. They can share moments and go spiral because Buddhism is the religion of peace and happiness, so we can share this happiness. Happiness is universal codes of other beings, so we can share this regardless of their differences of faith and religious background.
Yeah, that's right. We often see the beautiful processions of releasing lantern, the moment that is awaited by many, many people, and the practice of pindapata or almsgiving during Waisak.
Yes.
So are these activities important parts of the celebration of Friday?
Light of peace or lantern, or mostly known as lampara or lampion, is not only symbolizing the religion of light to the skies, but it is the symbol of universal values that each religion, even though it is conducted by different religious literacies and scriptures, but we can find the universal values, the virtues, and the appreciation of human beings as well as the whole universe, that every religion will shoot the same light, will spread the same signs of light, and that's the reason of releasing the lanterns of Borobudur in Borobudur Temple. That's also attended by not Buddhists, but many people from all over the provinces, or maybe from other countries, to pay homage and to pay respect to this humanities, and also to give prayer for the world harmony that afflicted by still restless conflicts in many areas of all over the world. We express our gratitude as a human that building harmony and religious coexistence is a job, is a description for all beings, regardless whether they're Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, Christian, Catholics, and so on and so forth.
Yes, I heard that the tickets for this event, releasing of the lantern sold out, many months prior to the event.
Yeah, it goes viral because, in today's era, people maybe see this event not as a Buddhist event only, but people see that, and because we can plan, they can do a kinds of tourism activities and take some photos and post it in their Instagram account. So I think, it is the hype, yeah?
Yeah. We come to the end of our talk. Finally, in your opinion, Dr. Eddie, how can Waisak serve as a momentum to promote tolerance and harmony between religious communities in Indonesia and beyond, Dr. Eddie?
So I said earlier that the Buddha is the central icon, the central figures of Buddhism. During the time of the Buddha himself doesn't separate human beings, doesn't distinct human beings based on their social stratification. Well, at the time, Indian territorial used to be divided by social status, yeah. But at the time, Buddha can receive children from any kinds of social status, even though they are in the lower status. So when the Buddha came with his teaching and it's our legacy as a Buddhism, it is a symbol that even though Buddhism is a formal institutional religion, but the essence like compassion, wisdom, spiritual harmony are the legacies for all religions. So in this case, Waisak again is the day of the Buddha, and we can spread the values and the virtues of the presence of the Buddha not only as the icon, but as universal messages that building harmony, building tolerance, live coexistently is a must. How can one practice their religion? How can somebody serve to the religion to do prayers, to do teaching, if the situation are under conflict? So building harmony is a prerequisite situation that every religious communities need to build. So we have to work together, hand in hand, to build a better world, to be more harmonious, to be more prosperous. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, because love and compassion are universal language for all religion, for humanity.
Yes, exactly. The final words of the Buddha say that your time is limited. Our presence is immortal. We need to appreciate our time. We need to struggle. We need to do efforts in order to liberate ourselves and the other being. And the prayer for all Buddhists, no matter how different they are, they always say, Sabbe Sata Bhavantu Sukhinata. May all beings are happy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Eddie, for your enlightening explanations. We truly appreciate it. Wishing you and all Buddhists in Indonesia and around the world a peaceful and meaningful Waisak.
Salud, happy Waisak Day.
Well, it's nice that was our video. Thank you for watching and happy Waisak Day. Bye bye.
Happy Waisak Day. Goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
to Buddhists worldwide as they commemorate the birth, enlightenment, and passing of the Buddha. The Buddha's teachings of compassion, tolerance, and selfless service resonate deeply with the values of the United Nations. In an era of profound global challenges, these timeless principles must guide our shared path forward. As we honor the sacred occasion, may we be inspired to bridge divides, foster solidarity, and work together towards a more peaceful, sustainable, and harmonious world. Happy Vesak Day to all.
Oh, hidden waterfalls and beautiful white sand beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island was frozen in time, waiting patiently to be discovered once more. It's time to reawaken yourself. To witness the spirit rising. And experience the culture like no other. It's time.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and at Iman.